Our next guest is an historian and a former nurse, Alison Clark, who's written a book about childbirth in 19th century New Zealand, tracing the story of Māori and Pākehā births in a time before Plunkett, antibiotics, safe caesareans, many hospital births or registered midwives. Alison Clark was a nurse for 20 years before her passion for history drew her deeper into its study and its writing. She's drawn on letters, diaries and memoirs from the time to cover the social, cultural and medical practices of the 19th century. Wealthy colonial wives might have used doctors, monthly nurses and sometimes wet nurses. The poor or unmarried might have had to turn to charitable institutions for support. Alison's book, Born to a Changing World, also documents some of the personal experiences of childbirth of the women and their families. Alison Clark's in the Dunedin studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Was this fresh ground for you? Were you in fairly unexplored territory in examining this experience of 19th century life?
Well, I've always loved the 19th century and researching and writing about the 19th century, and previously I'd done quite a lot of work looking at holidays and the rituals around holidays, and then I became more interested in birth, death and marriage rituals, which drew me into this topic. And when I started looking in more detail, I realised that very little had actually been written or published about childbirth, which seems such an important part of our story that it seemed like there was a big gap there that we needed to know more about this time.
It's a universal part of history of human existence, and yet what you do uncover is little had been written by the history books, but there were other kind of gaps. Very few pictures of mothers and babies or pregnant women.
Yes, there are quite a few pictures of young babies with their mothers, but very few pictures of pregnant women. Yes, this is astonishing when you consider how fertile 19th century women were. Many of them had very large families. The population of New Zealand was generally quite youthful, so there were pregnant women everywhere. But there was quite a lot of shame associated with showing yourself pregnant in public and being photographed especially. So women went to quite a lot of trouble to disguise the fact that they were pregnant. And sometimes in photos you can only just figure it out. They wore these amazing corsets and very voluminous skirts and dresses. And sometimes, if you ever see a photograph of a woman wearing a coat, you should become suspicious.
Segment 1. Our next guest is an historian and a former nurse, Alison Clark, who's written a book about childbirth in 19th century New Zealand, tracing the story of Māori and Pākehā births in a time before Plunkett, antibiotics, safe caesareans, many hospital births or registered midwives. Alison Clark was a nurse for 20 years before her passion for history drew her deeper into its study and its writing. She's drawn on letters, diaries and memoirs from the time to cover the social, cultural and medical practices of the 19th century. Wealthy colonial wives might have used doctors, monthly nurses and sometimes wet nurses. The poor or unmarried might have had to turn to charitable institutions for support.
Segment 2.
Alison's book, Born to a Changing World, also documents some of the personal experiences of childbirth of the women and their families. Alison Clark's in the Dunedin studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Was this fresh ground for you? Were you in fairly unexplored territory in examining this experience of 19th century life?
Well, I've always loved the 19th century and researching and writing about the 19th century, and previously I'd done quite a lot of work looking at holidays and the rituals around holidays.
Segment 3.
And then I became more interested in birth, death and marriage rituals, which drew me into this topic. And when I started looking in more detail, I realised that very little had actually been written or published about childbirth, which seems such an important part of our story that it seemed like there was a big gap there that we needed to know more about this time.
It's a universal part of history of human existence, and yet what you do uncover is little had been written by the history books, but there were other kind of gaps. Very few pictures of mothers and babies or pregnant women.
Yes, there are quite a few pictures of young babies with their mothers, but very few pictures of pregnant women.
Segment 4.
Yes, this is astonishing when you consider how fertile 19th century women were. Many of them had very large families. The population of New Zealand was generally quite youthful, so there were pregnant women everywhere. But there was quite a lot of shame associated with showing yourself pregnant in public and being photographed especially. So women went to quite a lot of trouble to disguise the fact that they were pregnant, and sometimes in photos you can only just figure it out. They wore these amazing corsets and very voluminous skirts and dresses, and sometimes if you ever see a photograph of a woman wearing a coat, you should become suspicious.